Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. The solar eclipse is just 4 days away, and agencies across Indiana are ready for the big day. Thousands of Hoosiers and out-of-towners are set to flock to the Path of Totality to see the cosmic phenomenon. The Indiana State Police says they've got all hands on deck for the event. Sergeant Ted Bonner warns anyone traveling south to Indianapolis not to expect gridlock-like traffic, but to be prepared for some delays. Travelers can also check traffic on the Indiana Department of Transportation's 511 site or app. All road construction will pause for the day on Monday. Beacon Health System is easing masking guidelines at its hospitals. Masks will now be optional for visitors. The health system cites a decrease in respiratory virus cases in the last 4 weeks. They say there are some situations where a mask may be required, including where care is being given to immunocompromised patients and those exposed to COVID-19. On Wednesday, the St. Joseph County Election Board saw the return of a walkthrough meant to bolster faith in the election process by holding a public machine test at the county warehouse in South Bend. The event allows the chance to show off how voting machines work and prove to an increasingly skeptical public that they work as expected. Early voting begins in St. Joseph County on Tuesday. Major upgrades are coming to South Bend's west side. Kennedy Park won a $7.5 million grant that the city will match, putting a $15 million project in the works. This project will have a pool and upgraded facilities in and around the park, with the city saying they're trying to make this a community focal point for years to come. City leaders confirm this construction is expected to start in the summer of 2025, with an expected completion date by the end of 2026. Prep work for construction is underway for the $31 million mixed-use Five Corners project. The development will bring 108 apartments, 4 condos, and retail space on the east side of Eddy Street, right across from Trader Joe's. Developers say that once they complete site development, construction will begin and hope to have the project completed within 2 years. Israel committed yesterday to opening more routes for aid to flow into Gaza after a call from President Joe Biden. The president told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that U.S. military aid could be conditional depending on what Israel does to address humanitarian concerns in Gaza. Biden is also said to have discussed Iranian threats to Israel during the conversation and reiterated the U.S.'s strong support of Israel. It's play ball for the South Bend Cubs as they begin their season tonight with a 3-game set at Quad Cities. The team announced its opening day roster yesterday, and it features an almost 50-50 split of players who have played in South Bend before and those who are new. The roster is headlined by 3 of the Chicago Cubs' top 30 ranked prospects, with number 9 Cubs prospect Jefferson Rojas leading the group. The 18-year-old hit 7 home runs in low-A Myrtle Beach last season. The other 2 top prospects are pitcher Drew Gray and infielder Pedro Ramirez. The team is led by new manager Nick Lovello, who already has experience working with these players. Due to basketball this weekend on WSBT, the entire opening series will be heard on 96.1 The Ton. Coverage begins tonight at 7:10, tomorrow night at 6:45, and Sunday afternoon at 1:45. Colt Keith hit an RBI double in the 11th inning yesterday, sparking the Detroit Tigers to a 6-3 comeback win in the first game of their doubleheader yesterday against the Mets. The win extended their best start since 2015. Pete Alonso launched a tying home run leading off the 9th inning. Tyrone Taylor lined a game-winning single, and the New York Mets, after going 13 innings without a hit, rallied past the Detroit Tigers 2-1 for their first victory of the season Thursday and a doubleheader split. Nelson Velasquez and MJ Melendez each homered and drove in 2 runs, leading Seth Lugo and the Kansas City Royals to a 10-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox. Dre Davis scored on a layup with 16 seconds left to cap Seton Hall's decisive late run, giving the Pirates a 79-77 victory over Indiana State and their first NIT championship since 1953. The women's Final Four is tonight, with NC State taking on South Carolina at 7 p.m. and UConn and Iowa to follow. Coverage from Cleveland starts at 6:30 tonight on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The women's national championship game is Sunday at 3 p.m. The men's Final Four is tomorrow night. Purdue takes on tournament Cinderella NC State at 6:09 tomorrow night, with Alabama and UConn following. Coverage from Glendale, Arizona starts tomorrow at 3 p.m. with the Final Four show on Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Mostly cloudy skies today with an isolated rain shower, eventually clearing out late day. Highs expected in the mid-40s. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Lynette Grant.